One will do. Hello, everyone. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Blue Abroad Show, Monday, the 17th of July, 2023, after a fantastic round 18 win against Port Adelaide. I'm Terry. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go here. Yeah, I'm Terry. Yeah, got to get the guests on the top, mate. I've got Pommy with me as always. Hello, Pommy.
Hey, how are we doing?
We are good. Also joined with us is Ian. Ian is one half of the Navy Blue Corner. Mate, welcome back to the Blue Abroad Show.
Oh, mate, it's a good time to be on. I tell you what, you couldn't have picked a better week for me. Just what a great time to be a bagger. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Also, yeah, who said that? Lilac man, Adrian. Love the color. Love the color. Did we settle on lilac or was it purple?
I'll take anything at this stage, to be honest. But I think I said purple. Soge likes the lilac, so we'll go with whatever. Whatever gives us the win, mate. To be honest.
Yeah, the win is most important.
I'll wear anything at this stage.
Well, it's good to have you here. It's good to be here tonight. I think tonight's going to be a fun show. They're always fun after wins, but I think after a convincing win, one where I don't know if there can be any more doubt about whether or not this is real.
Oh, just about. Oh, it's so hard to think that what we saw for most of this season and then what we're seeing now, like, I think that's where a lot of the doubt comes from. But, mate, they were undefeated in, what, 12 games. They can talk about all the outs they want, but you do that kind of demolition performance and what more questions do we have to answer?
It's a good point. We're going to touch on it. One of the items on the agenda tonight is it real? So I think we'll get into that. Before we do, we'll play the Fan Cams compilation and get this party started. And welcome to the round 18 Fan Cams. After the Blues demolished the Power. 18 goals, 14, 122 to 10 goals, 12, 72 at Marvel Stadium. We said there would be scenes, and scenes there were.
Mate, you've changed. Hey, the fucking Port Adelaide, eh? I told you. I said it this morning to you, didn't I? It's just the name of a shit place to make fucking boats go to bed. I am telling you now, Uncle Pom is saying this. Do what I've done, right? You get yourself a babysitter, right? And you get into the city and you're going to get on the fucking beers and have the time of your life. Because you know what? Each and every single one of you fucking fans, I love you to pieces. We deserve this.
What isn't going on, Terry? What isn't going on? Oh.
What just happened?
We arrived.
We came to play and I'm in shock. I'm in a state of shock.
No, we never left. We never left.
That's true.
We never left.
Yasu Jimmy.
What is going on, mate? Fucking hell. What a win, huh?
Yeah, bro.
One minute, mate. What's this? It's a fucking lead, mate. And it's off, Ped. The lead's off, mate. It's gone. We're here, mate. We've arrived, mate. We've arrived, Ted. I can't believe it.
There is something in the air in this country. I'll tell you what. Far out. Let's just say it.
Come on, you baggers!
Hey, the baggers!
Woo! I rate us so highly at our best, but I don't know if I was expecting us to be the second team on the ladder that's won 13 on the trot by 8 goals. And I don't know if anyone else felt this way, but I feel like they were playing well.
Mate, I don't know what's going on, but mate, I don't care. I'm enjoying this win with me old man in Queensland. We did it, mate. We did it.
Ah,
we did it. You're
90s old man, mate. I've seen it all, but I think it's coming again slowly. I'm not getting too excited.
He's reminiscing,
but we're getting there, mate. We're getting there.
Oh, great, mate. All right. Start this off at Gold Coast. Me and my old man bought tickets. We said, fuck it, we're not going. Like, just how bad we were. And we ended up going today, and fuck me, how good was that?
I wish I'd have known Tommy was going to the pub earlier. Oh, there he is.
G'day, hey, Pops.
Go the Baggers, mate.
Yeah, let's go. Can you fucking? I'm sorry. I'm absolutely lost the plot of the game. I lost it. I don't care. I can't believe it, bro.
Ready to risk it all. Let's go.
Oh my god. So we go back to my list that I sent a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
Tick off Port Adelaide.
Yep.
And it just shows it was always there under the wraps. We just needed a few links to click together properly, and it's just I even feel a bit more that these couple of patches games were better than some of the games last year. Like, we're actually putting the foot down now on the throat and not giving up leads and letting them kick 4 or 5 goals in the last quarter. We're actually just the pressure. To be honest, I thought it's halftime, 3/4 time that they were gonna push up and come back a bit, because it's such a heavy, hard game to maintain all that pressure on top. And I was so nervous in the last quarter, but I didn't have to be at all because we were really solid. It was just really good to see him.
I was like, I'm coming this week. We need every supporter to be there against a great team, and we need to make him feel uncomfortable. And I was just flying on it, all cylinders. I missed all the wins in the last few weeks, unfortunately. And I was like, tonight was just like, I'm going to come out in numbers tonight. And the respect I've got in my seat here, they absolutely...
I still can't believe we won it.
We can believe we can do it. And if we're good enough, we are going to make it. And sides above us start to get a little bit shaky.
Absolutely. Mate, what a game. I came into the game quietly confident, to be honest, because I put up that video before of all the Kool-Aid colours. I saw it at the shops today, and I was like, this is a sign. There's too much Kool-Aid noise in the shop here.
And that was that. That was so much fun to put together.
Unreal. Yeah.
Scenes, mate. Scenes. It's exactly what it was. It was so much fun.
It was all right, wasn't it, eh?
You can't complain with that.
No.
Hey, it was good, wasn't it? I mean, it's nice to be in a place where, you know where it gets so low? And we were really fucking low, let's be honest. I mean, me and Terry talk nearly every day, and I was updating my life insurance policy. Do you know what I mean? By about round 9. I mean, honestly, the turnaround is remarkable. Mm. Spoke to a legend, Barbazza, this week. He sent me a message to do some research in 1978 with Mr. Jezza coming in and Carlton's horrific early season form, and I wasn't there, so I can't attest if it's like that. But I actually can't think of any time in professional sport. I'm 38 and I watch just about every game that is a sport. I'll watch anything tiddlywinks. If it's a professional sport, I'll watch it. I can't think of anyone who's turned it around this quickly in such a short space of time to be different. I had the luxury or misfortune of watching the Essendon game. I rewatched it after I did my review, and if you had removed my intelligence and said, this is the same side 4 years ago when they drafted, I would have believed you. I would have gone, oh, it makes sense, because now they look cohesive and they look like they know what they're doing. But that was only like 6 weeks ago. It's the same year. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, crazy turnaround. And they're playing as a team. Even Voss has changed. He's gone back to old Voss of talking about where they can improve, but he's cold and he's calculated. The players look excited. There's people tapping people on the bum when they do a 1%er and a tackle that's back. The celebrations aren't forced. They look genuinely happy. Looks like a great place to be, and it's a great place to be a content creator when the boys are having a bit of fun, aren't they? And it's not often Pom goes out and makes a tit of himself on the tongue, but I did.
Ian, what was your experience on Saturday? What set the scene of your time?
Oh, it was unbelievable. Went to the game with my sister, who I don't go to a lot of games with, so it's a nice experience when I get to do it, especially when Carlton are playing good footy. And yeah, I think going into the game, I definitely was one of those people that was enjoying the previous weeks, but it was kind of, I can't completely buy in just yet. Like, I need to see us do it one more time. I need to see it against one of these bigger teams. And so there was that bit of nervousness, but it was, if we play the way we had been the last 4 weeks, we're getting the job done. And the belief kind of grew during the week. And then, you know, first quarter, just the pressure, and it was there for the whole game. And any time that Port really tried to get back into the game, it was incredible, the professionalism of us, just the ability of, okay, they've kicked a goal, bang, straight away, we get one back. And that's what sides always do to us. And it's that demoralizing thing of, if you put yourself in the shoes of Port Adelaide, you know, and you finally feel like you may be getting back into the game, and it's taken away so quickly. And for us to do that to a team that, 12 wins on the bounce, second on the ladder, we shell-shocked them. And it's something I have not seen Carlton do. And it was just so much, it was so enjoyable, every single thing. And I think Pommy just kind of nailed one of the things I wanted to talk about, which was, you know, not only the players getting around the little things, the little shepherds, the little bumps, but I love that from the crowd so much. It's one of the favorite things that I've been enjoying from us as fans, that when there's that 2-on-1 that we shouldn't get to, and all of a sudden we've brought it to ground, we've taken it out of bounds, we're upstanding for that. That's getting us out of our seats cheering. Like, we're noticing the difference in the standards, the pressure, the work rate, and we're trying to reward the players in a way and being like, this is what we believed you could do all season. You're doing it. You're putting in the hard yard. So we're going to reward you with the noise, with the applause. So, I mean, it's just such a fun place to be, even though maybe the crowd wasn't as big as we all wanted it to be. God, it sounded like it was 100,000 there. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. No, it's a good point. We'll touch on a few points there. While we do that, chat, you know the drill. Three words to summarize Port Adelaide in 2023. I feel like that's going to be, do you remember Port Adelaide 2023? I feel like it's one of those games. Pom, what are you smiling at, mate?
I'm just happy, bro. I'm just happy. I mean, remarkable turnaround, isn't it? I mean, you go back, I famously said, fuck the Mathesons. Mathesons have left. Carlton are back, baby. Told you. We're back, baby! Mate, it's good. What can I say? It was as close to the perfect performance I've seen. We've just done the reviews, review player ratings, and you're talking everyone putting effort in, man. Everyone looks up and about. And, you know, shout out to the crowd. Ian makes a great point. I don't watch the game with sound on because I can't think of anything worse than listening to these commentators. Like, I'd rather listen to my sister-in-law. But the noise when you guys do stuff, it's insane. Like, from the first bounce, that first inside 50 that came in, to hear the crowd erupt where Wietering peels off his man, gets the loose ground ball, a handball's over the top, and Newman, he does that little 360 pivot. And you guys are going crazy. I was like, fucking hell, he's only picked the ball up. Like, but that effect that has on these boys, you can tell that they're enjoying it. The little smiles, the giggles, the little high fives. I love Motlop coming back in, and he's got them beautiful little handshakes going about. It makes me want to be cool. I want to be cool when I see him. And I think that's a huge thing. And it's beautiful to see, because I don't buy into this whole thing of, I've never been one person to say, I told you so. I don't do it, right? I don't do it. And if whoever that guy was at Essendon who screamed at him, it's not a great look. But I think in a big picture, the boys realised when they went to Curnow's farm, the only way out of this shit is us. The only way out of this shit is us. And they have so improved. They have so improved their hard running, their overlap run. And you know what? Anyone who's jumped off, I'm never going to be one of them people who tweets and goes, oh, fuck off then. Because I'm a firm believer that even if I don't like what you've got to say, you're entitled to it. But I think what is really important is the real people that really care about these boys are there. And that's what they need. They need the true love, the true love. And you know what? They're getting it. And keep doing it, boys. Because I tell you what, this 38-year-old man has smiled three times in his life, right? Two of them were kids, and the third time is when Charlie Kerno takes a loose ground ball get and just snaps one through, thinking he's prime CR7 and giving me the biceps. And that raw is insane. And you know what? As the old song goes, build a bonfire, build a bonfire, put Collingwood on top. You put Port in the middle and burn the fucking lot.
Very good. Very good. Ur with the 80 says another 10-goal win this weekend. Well,
get it done.
We will see. We will see. Ian, you touched on something I want to expand on, and that is, excuse me, two things. First, yeah, the crowd engagement with the one percenters, and I think we're seeing it across the board. The club have started to put out highlights pertaining to those spoils and the smothers and the one percenters, and the fan we didn't need to be told. We understood. It's like we understood the assignment. Like get up and about when they show these what do we call them? We'll call them premiership habits. I think the 1% are those premiership habits. What was your take on the ability of everyone to just buy in straight away, and how's that happened?
Oh, it's so hard to put your finger on what it is that's turned this all around and the buy-in. And I don't know, like, obviously I don't know what's going on in four walls, but it feels like, and you try to read into everything. That's what we do as fans. And I remember hearing a little bit, and I don't want to go like too overboard into what I'm saying, but hearing little things from, like, you hear from Melbourne when they went on to turn around their fortunes to then become that premiership team, and their leaders were having those conversations about being originally selfish and individual, and then trying to then put those individual awards aside and be that team. And you wonder if they were how many times have they had these hard discussions amongst us and nothing's ever happened. But it really feels like with the way that we're playing, this massive change in the selflessness, and whether the conversation was had of Cripper, how many more Brownlows do you want to win? How many more Australians does this group want to win? You want Coleman's? You want that? Or do you want a premiership? And we've got to put all this aside and buy in and do the hard running for everyone else. Put on the blocks, put on the shepherds, run to create space rather than running to win the football. And all these little things, it feels like the conversations were finally had and they've stuck for some reason, because everything I'm seeing out on the field is from hard work. It's from this cohesion. Everyone, when they get the ball, it's instinctive. Now, it doesn't feel like it was at the start of the year where it was, oh, maybe I'll go over here. I don't know, second guessing ourselves. Every single thing feels so cohesive, and it's, yeah, everyone just working together. It's insane to see.
Pom, what do you got there,
sorry,
mate?
Chills's comment has broken me. Get out, Chills. Have you ever stop the watch along, brother.
You are influencing out here, mate.
Oh, dear. That's broke me. Yes, that's broke me. Now, Spawn, I mean, I think there's a vibe. I mean, let's address it. Them rounds that were dark, I think you're in cloud cuckoo land if you're in your ivory tower saying that you're a perfect human being and you weren't slightly concerned. If you weren't concerned, fuck me. Jesus. That doesn't concern you, I don't know what. But, you know, the whole vibe has changed, and Ian just touched on it there. Even the engagement, and Gav's just made a great comment about the engagement, even the engagement from the club to us has changed. Like, there has definitely been a culture shock, and I'm not one to pull someone out and say, you're the example. But I go back, and I remember this phone call I had. I was in the car, and I think Terry had spoke to me the day before, and I thought Terry was like, probably 24 hours away from ringing me and saying, Pom, can you look after Blue Abroad? I'm going to go and live on a kibbutz. And he rang me and he said, look, I want to take the fire out of ratings. And can you do anything to try and give us a baseline where we can do it? And I was a bit reluctant. I think if you watch the first show, probably wasn't 100% engaged in it, but I did it. And I understood what Terry was trying to do, and that week was probably the best week of my life as a content creator, because I kind of started to get really into the stats and try and find, like I always do, I get my process is Scream fan cams Monday, I'm there trying to tell you how to fix it. And We had all that content about overlap run, committing, making the mistake and being risking getting caught on the back. And you're seeing that now from the boys. The boys keep getting caught on that counter, ironically. Port did it twice to us, very early doors, but they keep going now. Now they're not going, oh, shit, it worked twice, failed three times. Now they're like, let's do the fourth. Let's do it five times, six times. And ultimately, there's a great little stat I can tell you. By the third quarter, Carlton have nearly run out of interchanges the last three games. Carlton are really maximising them interchange benches and putting the pressure on and getting the game dead as quickly as possible. And you know what? Shout out to Terry here. I don't often pay Terry public compliments. I do it behind closed doors. But you know what? Terry, mate, you started a revolution, my friend. And I think, you know, it's kind of, it's been a whole thing. Terry came up with that. The club had their Colonel retreat. We had a Terry phone call. Everything's back to where it is. Good.
Well, what? I think it was, now that we're past the 6-week losing streak and the 8 of 9 losses, whatever it was, now is when you can really start looking back and reflecting and thinking about what was it for? Like what in the moment, Ian, none of us really knew what was happening. It was because it was unknown. In the moment, you're like, oh my God, are they falling apart? Are the cracks appearing? And you look back now. Well, actually, I'll ask you, what do you think that period was? Because clearly something has happened from there. There's been some reflection. What do you think it's going to do for the group moving forward?
Yeah, you hope that that was the moment that they needed. And it's tough because it feels like we've had so many of these potential, I don't know what you want to call them, but these turning moments for us. You have the David Teague gets sacked and you think maybe that's the turning moment, or even, you know, Bolton gets sacked. You think that's the turning moment and it didn't happen. You think maybe last round last year was that final moment where they've gone through that heartache and they can turn it on. But they've never really maybe had what they've had this season of, okay, bit of expectation. They were playing some good footy and then all of a sudden things really turned on them. They went from we're playing finals to, okay, wow, we're maybe this whole list is actually getting a proper rebuild and it's no longer just the coach that's going, it's the whole list. And I don't know if maybe those little things are what, and obviously it's just outside noise, but that kind of makes you really look within. Because how many times have we scapegoated to an extent? And maybe it was just, I think we can all kind of agree that the coaching groups and certain things needed to move on. But this was really the first time the fans, the media, everything was really dissecting the list and saying, maybe we do need a bit of a rebuild if we're not able to turn this around. And that really can make these players have to look inside themselves and realize what they want to do. Do they want to be a team and players that play for a couple years and get some money and that's it? Or do they want to be premiership players and be remembered? And do they want to really listen to Vossie and we don't want another coach anymore? We want to buy in together. And I feel like, yeah, this can hopefully be that final moment where they're sick of failing. They're sick of losing. We want to win. And everything that you're kind of seeing now, it obviously just wasn't built overnight. I think there was signs through that poor period. I think in that Sydney game, you saw elements of it. You still saw elements maybe in that Essendon game of us trying to get it to happen, but there was still so much going wrong. And all of a sudden you get that reward against the Suns and it starts to give you what you need. And it's just been a ridiculous, ridiculous reward for this relentlessness that we're seeing. And I have not seen us run and work as hard as we ever have. And I think when they've finally been able to do it, to not only, yeah, get that reward on the scoreboard, but get that just reward from everything, from the fans, the media, every single thing. It surely goes a massive, massive way to show that this is how you need to play football.
It's interesting because I think I mentioned it last week and I don't think we can say, oh, the club has shown stability because we won 4 in a row. And we beat Port Adelaide who had come off 13 straight. I think in order to prove stability, you have to actually go through the fire. So my best guess for what it's going to mean is a test of the whole club and its actual stability to not let because the outside noise for Carlton, we're one of a few clubs where that noise is so hot. There's so many people that talk about Carlton, whether they're fans like us, whether they're creators like us, whether they're paid media personalities. Mm. And my best guess is that it was just a test of the true stability of the club. And it had to be capped off with a loss to a rival in Essendon and to see if we were going to sack another coach after that. And now you watch Gold Coast sack their coach mid-season. And I don't know. Did you guys look at that and think, oh, that used to be us?
Yeah, it felt like it. And particularly because you have like the whole Dimmers of potentially available. And what do you do? Do you stick with the guy or do you go the route that we always seem to go down? And I think that's something I touched on with Lockie quite a lot on the pod through that period. And we didn't have the answers. We didn't know what the correct thing to do was. But I think the sentiment that we were trying to build was whatever the decision the club do, whether they realize that maybe Voss isn't the right guy or the assistants or the playing list, whatever it was that wasn't right, or whether they believed it was right, just stick with what you think and don't do it just because you feel like you need to adjust something. If you believe that everything is right and it's going to turn eventually because that's your plan and you think, hey, Vossi's ticking the boxes for me, it's just not on the field, the playing list is what we believe is going to get it done, then yeah, stick with it. Make change if you think it's necessary, but do what you think is the right thing to do. And if you stick to that, if it works, it doesn't, but at least you can actually look back and be happy with the decision you've made because it's you didn't veer from it. And I feel like this is the first time as a club we've kind of stuck to our guns. And I think you may be seeing some reward for that now. And fingers crossed it continues.
Long may it continue.
Mm.
Pommy, what do you think it was for?
A great person, Petra, said that we had to have three pains. We've had two. The third's coming. I'm a firm believer that pain, suffering, misery is a fantastic method to improve and rebirth and change yourself. I think the big thing for me, and we talked about this on the phone the other day, Terry, is this club, since I've been here, has always had three cycles and they always react. So one of them is, when anything goes wrong, we look for excuses. The pitch was wet. We didn't expect the weather to be like that. We didn't expect it to be that cold.
It was raining.
Yeah, you know, like, the media loved the sack coach. Did they make the mistake with Ross? And because Ross had got some cheap token wins, look how St Kilda are planning out now. And we react on it. And this time, you know what? Fair play to the club. Because when we were talking about it, we had that real heated Monday show. You, me, and Paolo. And Paolo's copped a bit of stick on Twitter, which I don't really appreciate. Paolo's working for free and giving you his expertise and his opinion. And he doesn't get anything out of it. Do you know what I mean? He could be like a lot of people and do it faceless with a shitty picture of a car or a polar bear or something. But he doesn't. He puts his face on it. Good face as well. But I remember we had that argument and he wanted to change everything. And I remember debating him and saying that whatever the club do, they've got to stick with it 100%. And if that is, Voss isn't the man, get rid of him now. Voss is the man. Back him in and don't stray and ignore the media noise. And this time, you know, what was really interesting, it's the first time I remember the players come into account. And that was what you and me were saying, Terry. How come it's always the coach? How come it's always something grey? They're the fuckers who are out there on the field. Like, and you know what? I'd love to see what Colonel Chills mentioned it. I'd love to be on the farm because Voss has always alluded to other players. And you actually look at the stats and the cold, hard data. Nothing has changed apart from how that ball gets from A to B. But it's still the same kick percentage. Everything is the same. It's now just going ahead of the ball and players overlapping and committing. And that's not Voss. That's the players. Total buy-in, total fearless football. Devil may care attitude. It's what Collingwood get absolutely massaged because they do, because they don't care win, lose or draw. And that's what we're doing. And we're not getting the respect that I think Collingwood doing. People are doing it. And I heard like seven changes to Port. Charlie Dixon's been on one fucking leg all year. You know what I mean? Like, Charlie Dixon looks like, I mean, what's the guy's name? The Spitfire pilot. What was it? Roger Bannister, who lost both of his legs and flew. Like, he's about as mobile as he was, right? Do you know what I mean? And then Jason Horst-Francis, most overrated pick in the history of AFL, right? We lost Mackay 5 minutes into the game. Port still good. Yeah. Port would batter anyone. Like, where is our time? And I'm glad we're not getting the kudos, because you know what? These boys are starting to learn the hard way. And I actually think that it did them good. For that dissension, it probably did them really, really good because they realised, fuck, the fans aren't making excuses for us anymore. The fans aren't saying, oh, we love Bolton, he's cute and cuddly. They fucking want blood. And that was a good thing, because that was when the boys realised, you know what, we can get ourselves out of this shit if we just fucking commit. And if we lose, we lose. But we're going to commit. And you know what? Fair play to them. They deserve every ounce of this. And you know what? Fuck just the players. Fuck Voss. Tell you who does deserve it. And I include everyone. I include anyone who said Newkit. I include anyone who said sack Voss. I include even the people that like to tell me that Paddy Dow could be top three mids in the league. Even you are welcome to dine at this table, because all of us have angst or blind faith because the club's batted it out of you and all you can see is blue fields, right? We deserve this now. Let's fucking come together. The players have come together. They're playing for you. They're playing for me, Terry, Ian, Dave at the Dog and Duck. Let's all play for each other as well. Get around it and fucking embrace it. Because I tell you what, you don't know what Terry's like off camera. He was fucking low, chat. He was low. I've never seen him that low, and I've seen him low. And you know what? Enjoy this, because you know what?
Yeah.
We might lose in 2 weeks. We might lose in 3 weeks. But fucking let's get behind them. Ride this wave. And if we do lose in a couple of weeks' time, fucking rise them up again and get them into finals. Yeah. And we'll make right what we did last year. And let's fucking embrace the new Carlton Football Club, because I love it. I love it.
Yeah, and I love this, Pommy. It's like, you can enjoy a win. You can get as excited and happy as possible. It doesn't mean you're getting ahead of yourself. We're all making funny jokes, you know, lids off, like the Blues are back, all this stuff. That's fun. That's what footy is. That's what supporters are here for. We're here to get our hopes up and then, oh, what, you lose next week? Who cares? We've seen how bad it's been this season when we're not playing well. So, of course, you're going to enjoy it. And I think we all process things in our different ways and we all go about it in different ways, but we're all Carlton supporters. We're all here. We all are as passionate as each other. So, yeah, 100% Pommy. Let's just enjoy it. And however the road, wherever it takes us, who cares? Let's just enjoy it.
Where's all my arrogant Collingwood fans at, eh? Where are you? You're going to be fucking quiet now, eh? Baby.
They're the ones that we should actually be trying to get at, not each other. Yeah. I think that's as a you know, in a moment of reflection as well, you know, you have an infinite scale of possibilities of what is happening in this life, right? And so in the Carlton sphere, it was from one extreme, from blow it all up and rebuild and start again, all the way to extend Voss and just stick fat, and everything in between fell in between somewhere.
Yeah.
And so I think very much like what we were saying last week, like we would rather have no all Australians and play finals football consistently and win premierships than have three all Australians and not play finals like last year. So it doesn't matter what you said, how you said it, what your opinion was. I think we can take this moment to just forgive everyone and just get back on board, mate. Just get back to the stadiums and let's just like go at it again. Because at the end of the day, it's true. And it's easier said than done because we care so much and we see opinions and it gets annoying. When we all actually come together, that's when the lid blows off.
Mate, that guy who screamed at the players, yeah, it was out of order. I didn't personally like it. And I said it at the time. It's not really what I like to see, but I fucking understand. The game gets to me at times. Do you know what I mean? I want to kick a cat and I don't own one. Do you know what I mean? I get upset. But at the end of the day, that guy who screamed, he fucking wants to win just as much as the guy who's going, TDK is the greatest ruckman of all time ever, if not historically. Just because they are different, they still want the club to win. So at the end of the day, do you know what I mean? I've got a lot of family members I don't fucking like. But you know what? When someone dies, you have a beer and you hug them, don't you? You know what I mean, I'm like, that guy's a complete fucking melon. Oh, shit. Auntie Tiff's died. Oh, come here. Love you, mate. Great to see you. I haven't forgiven you for fucking ripping that off my action, man, you prick. But we do it. And just stay together, man, because I tell you what, I am going to spend the minute the final siren goes, we're looking at an absolute demolition of West Coast Waffle side, right? Probably a 100-point win. right? We've been singing all day. Me and Gav are pissed because I'm going to be drinking at the watch along this time. So me and Gavin will be a little bit cooked in chat. I am going to straight away get up Swoop Luke's goat. I'm coming for him because I'm feeling confident. I've stayed quiet the first time we played because I wasn't confident. But you know what? I'm up and about. So I'm going to be getting stuck into him for a whole week. And you know what? My DMs are going to be littered with pommy cunt, fat pommy cunt, hate poms, fucking dickheads. Poms are just posh Americans. That was a really good insult. Who sent me that from America, though? Because that really cut me deep. Right? But I need you guys with me. Don't need all of you fighting, because I tell you what, the secret of life is many opinions formulated into one fucking answer. And that is what the boys have done. I reckon some of the boys, Adam Sard's probably like, I need the ball in motion to be good, right? And he's probably said, Blake Akers, you don't do this, that stops me doing it, right? And there's probably a difference of opinion. So what they do is they have a conversation and they go, okay, well, if I do this, and then Boss hears it and he goes, and we're going to talk about it in a minute when Terry's finished this segment. We'll talk about, and I've got a little test for you. Who is the most improved player during... from then to now? So from them four games that were shit, who's the most improved player, do you think? And whose roles changed dramatically? If you watch the ratings, you might have a cheat, but this is a test.
Right.
Ooh, that's tough.
Well, Adrian Sell has donated an $8 super chat. And he says, Carlton took a leaf out of George McFly in Back to the Future. If you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything. Seven to go, boys, then some. Yeah. Yeah.
A Swoop bet. Okay, I'll put a challenge out to Swoop, right? He's got to agree to it. If Carlton win, right, Swoop Luke gets my Pommy and Oz logo tattooed there. When Carlton win, that's what he gets. If Carlton lose, which they won, so it's an easy bet, I'll get Swoop's logo on my arm. Let's do we have a card Swoop?
Bobby's gone big.
I don't think he's watching.
he's got his spies. They're all sad. They've got nothing better to do. They want to see a good-looking 38-year-old Pom in glasses. They want to see Terry and Big Ian. That's all they've got in their lives. We are their life. They will be texting him now. He'll probably be in the chat by 7:45. There's the bat. Can't want to win it. Don't worry about it. Easy, right. Easy gig.
Let's just bring this back to round 18 for one moment. just one moment. I want to go through the votes, guys. So we're going to do 3, 2, and 1. Those of you in the chat, type your votes in the chat right now and I'll put them up on screen. Ian, we'll start with you, your 1, 2, and 3. And then once we do our round, we'll do a special mention or an unsung hero.
Yeah. Oh, it's another tough week to do votes. My two and my one, I have gone switch them so much, but I'll end up giving the one to Cripper. I thought he probably started a little bit slow, but then, my God, did the man step up when we needed him to. And I thought that tackle in that last quarter was unbelievable. And he just did the little things, which I'm loving from Cripper as well. Probably I might have been higher in my votes if he maybe slotted a couple of those goals. There was that one on the when he's just running down the ground and I was on the wing behind him. And I reckon every single person was half out of their chair ready to explode if he kicked that one. But he gets my one. Newman gets the two. He's just had a ridiculous season. This man does everything and started to push up a little bit more. And I love to see that. And then 3, it's clear. It's Sauce. Just wow. I've been so critical of him this year and probably throughout his career. And he's the one that you want when you're critical of to prove you're wrong the most. And he's just been exceptional. His second efforts, his ability to hit the scoreboard and be a target and bring the ball to ground when we needed him to without Harry. He's stepped up so much since really the bye. I love it. They're my votes.
Very good. Pommy?
One vote. Captain Fantastic himself, Cripps, same as Ian. 2, Nick Newman, loving his new role. It makes me happy. And 3, he might have to get his own individual nickname, I think, now, J-Sauce. I tell you, it's a little bit hard. Might have to just give him his pure nickname, his own one, because I tell you what, he's been sensational since that bye. He has been. He's earned his role, selfless, found his place, looks really comfortable with no Pitternet and the TDK JSOS combination. Made me think, Gorn Grundy, who?
Yeah.
I'm way up and about. I've melted the lid.
Made a live bet to get a tattoo of Swoop logo on your arm 2 weeks before we play Collingwood.
Tom does what he wants.
He does what he wants. I liked Zainab's votes. I went with Newman 1, Crypt 2, and JSOS 3. That's how I did it. I also want to give a shout out to Rana and Leah Kerbin, who are in Lebanon. And so is their father, Nabil. And they watch from Lebanon. So,
unreal.
How would I say hello in Lebanese?
Marhaban in Arabic. You say marhaban.
Maharban.
I'm not going to even attempt it on.
Wait a minute. We just throw a bomb to the wolves. Ian.
Yeah, oh, mate, go for it. What is it? What is it? Okay, I'll give it a go. What is it?
I'll say it again. Marhaban.
Marhaban.
Yeah, we'll do that.
We'll take it.
Yes. And I'm not sure if they're Muslim, but if they are, you'd say Salaamu Alaikum.
Okay. We'll skip that one. We'll skip that one for me. I'm too basic Australian for this.
Okay. That's
my specialty.
Ur has thrown a 15 and he says maybe JSOS gets his first Brownlow votes. Yeah. He was, if you guys missed the player ratings as well, SOS got the first ever 10 in the new system. What a far cry. We did a trade, delist, and keep. Was it 3 weeks ago here? 4 weeks ago here, Pommy? And I think we were getting rid of JSOS if we were listening to the chat and have a look at it. It's just a good example of not letting the outside noise infiltrate and just continuing to work at it. You know, fair play.
I think the trade, though, and I remember that show, I don't think anyone said trade him. It was because he had to find a role for him and he didn't have a role. And that's one thing you've got to credit Voss and Jack with. They've worked a tireless role. And you know what? Fair play. Fair play to him. So, like, honestly, there's no one prouder. I mean, I've changed the fucking rating system to give him a 10.
Can we go through an unsung hero from the game? Or just a player you want to highlight that won't be in the votes, but you just want to give him a bit of a shout out?
I thought De Koning was unreal again, to be honest, as someone that... I think it was in potentially a couple of people's votes, but there was just a few follow-up efforts from the ruck contest where he's getting tackles and winning little things that he probably had no right to. I feel like his other last game was probably the Suns game, probably the two best games he's ever played of AFL football. His ability to work hard like the rest of them, and I think his tap work's improving as well against some of these ruckmen. I'm really excited to see what he can do for the rest of the season, and whatever happens with his contract is going to happen, but I just want to see him continue to get better week in, week out. I thought he was really impressive.
Mm-hmm. Pommy?
Well, I mean, firstly, shout out to Lindsay. It was his birthday the other day and I was obnoxious and never wished you happy birthday on social media, but he comments on all my stuff. So happy birthday to you. Only one. Best player in the league, reigning Coleman medalist, sexiest man to be born south of the equator. Charlie Kerner, man. Do you know what I mean? Gift feeding the forwards. Gift feeding. Selfless. Honestly.
They go.
Do you know what I mean? They're going to start calling Charlie Kerner Oxfam the amount of gifts he was giving out of food for the... Do you know what I mean? Absolute joke. Charlie Kerner. Selfless Kerner. I love him. He's fixed the team at his farm. He's now getting small forwards goals. What more can this... This guy might be the secret of life.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be. It also makes you think, what was the period of time where we didn't have Charlie? What was that for? Well, it was obviously for him to learn about himself, learn about his standards, learn about the way he prepares for footy. I think he's openly started talking about the fact that, you know, he doesn't take it for granted anymore. And, you know, he probably could rely on his ability early in his career because he's that good and he is that talented. And now when you put the preparation together with the talent and the hard work, and you start to see it. So fair shout. I really wanted to go Lachie Fogarty because he is just quickly becoming one of my favorites.
Precious, you know, unreal, off the charts.
But mate,
but
McGovern.
Yeah.
McGovern.
Mm, yeah.
He had probably, I thought he was a little bit laconic over the last few weeks, even in some of the wins. But the energy he brought to Port Adelaide on Saturday, defensively, his closing speed, his physicality, he was a presence. I think he put a knee into Travis Boak's back at one point.
Loved that.
And I just think if he's playing with that type of aggression defensively, he's already got the offensive game, you know, under wraps. He's a beautiful kick. He looks to penetrate. He looks to gain territory. And I think his defensive commitment on Saturday in particular was why I couldn't give him a vote, couldn't find a spot for a vote, but
yeah,
loved his aggression.
Mm. Great shout.
And then someone who's been in the comments as well that we need to touch on is just Jesse Botlop. My God, bloke, Nick Dygan-esque of in the stands, having a bloody Subway probably. It's the only way to have that kind of effort. And just like he didn't need to get a lot of the football. And that's not the role I think he necessarily needs to play. But to go back to the VFL, get the hands on the footy, get a bit of confidence back, gets thrown in when he's maybe not as prepared to do so. And just it's what we need these boys to do. Take the moment. And that's what he did every single time. Just looked for the goals, was a goal threat. And I don't feel like we've had a lot of those. And the way we seem to be playing so together, we're creating so many more opportunities for other people. And just front and center, finally, we've been calling for it all year for him. Just stay close to goal, get your moment. And yeah, he was ridiculous. And the four goals is just, oh, it's a little sight into what this guy's going to be. He's going to be something crazy.
Yes, he will. He's still got a lot of time to go. He's still very young.
Oh, yeah.
Still so young. And I think he even himself went through a little bit of a patch where it just wasn't happening for him. So it's good to get that experience under his belt. Let's do a quick vibe check. I want to ask the question. Yes or no in the chat. Pommy, we'll start with you, then we'll go to Ian. Is it real? Yes or no? Is it real?
300%. I've just made a... Just made a fucking ridiculous bet on the live, Terry, and you're like, "Oh, is it real? Nah, it's all fabrication.
Nah, it's all going to come crashing down this week."
100%, it's real, baby. Finals, lock it in. Thanks very much.
Well, Ian, is it real?
Yeah. Oh, look, it's so hard to say no because you just can't ignore how we're playing. I think I was, as I said at the start of the show, I was real hesitant to go over the top after Frio. I was like, we need to do it against like a genuine contender, and we've done it. There's still a part of me that still wants to see it in the way where a team really challenges us and we're behind and we really have to dig in, because I don't think we've had necessarily that challenge yet. But in saying that, when we're playing this good, you can't get challenged. Like we're not allowing the challenge to happen because of how we're playing. And I think because all of this is built on that work rate, the pressure, that's so different to what we've seen previously, like the spark of the new coach or the individual brilliant Cripper kicking four goals and getting 30 possessions. It's the buy-in from every single player. So I think for me, it's hard not to say it's real because it's based off something that's repeatable and this new standard that they're bringing. It's all work rate, effort.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yes, I think it's real, but I'm not getting too carried away. Yeah. I'm trying to keep a level of... Yeah. I think what we've done now is we're back on track. So 4 weeks ago, we were so far behind to the point where it looked pretty dead. Let's be honest. It looked like we had done too much damage to the season. Mm. And it may still end up that way. There may still be a little lapse towards the end because they've been playing so hard and they've had to really dig their way out of the hole, so to speak. I think it's real. So long as it starts with this defensive application and this commitment and this buy-in. And I think the big part about Saturday, which got me believing to another level, was there were no prolific high 30 possession getters. None of that. Chera had 17. I think Walsh had 5 halfway through the second quarter and Chera had 7, something like that. And that to me was a different buy-in that we've seen. Mm. And I think if we had have won the game by 2 goals or 3 goals, then that noise about 7 changes would have come out. even louder than what it is now. I'm a little bit surprised that the Port hat changes narrative has been as loud as it was, has been, because we were just far too good on a level that they haven't seen this year, I think. Mm. So, yeah, I believe it. But also, mate, they're just back on track. So now things are back in our control, and we don't need to rely as much on, if this team loses to that team and maybe we're a chance. Like, we're back in control, and this is the challenge now for them, because they've seemingly grabbed control of the season again. Can they continue to push forward with that mentality? Whereas the last four weeks it was, we're getting out of a rut. So that's my only question.
Hmm. I think we've seen how quickly it turned from bad to good. So obviously there's a chance, you know, in the world that things can go bad again, and nothing's ever going to be just wins for the rest of the season. But yeah, I think there still needs to be that one more test, and that's probably going to be, I don't want to jump too far ahead and already just dismiss West Coast. I think if you do that, you have problems. But the test again is that Collingwood game and the St Kilda game, and it's the end of the season, I think, is when you can really truly judge it. But you play like this every single week, and that's it. That's the standard.
Yeah, I think I also have a bit of a fear. I'll be dead honest. So
fine.
After Port, coming home to do the fan cams, I got emotional, because for the first time ever since starting to create content, I started thinking, oh my God. Second time ever. I thought after we beat Sydney, it was it. Like we had done the thing and we had become them. I was feeling it after the game on Saturday, and then I don't know what it's like to be good consistently. Mm. I don't know what it's like to be a contender. I don't remember. So I have a little bit of just built up. Maybe it's fear. I'm not sure. Like, I'm obviously going to enjoy every moment, but I started thinking, oh my God, we're doing finals content. So I don't want to get too carried away, but I'm very excited.
Yeah. Pommy doesn't like it.
Fuck me, Jesus. Remind me not to have you two on my Christmas card list if we're having a party, eh? Fuck me, man. Boys, I'm an old man. I'm 38. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy yourselves. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Come on, enjoy this. Like, I saw even Ian, the most positive human being in the world, there was cracks appearing in his exterior. Fucking, this club has broken Let Dog. Leg Dog is so cynical now, I can't even fix him. Leg Dog's at the stage now where he's saying, oh, we'll probably beat Port Adelaide, but we'll lose to Eagles next week. Like, they've actually broke Leg Dog. Like, I can't fix Leg Dog. I'm good at fixing people. He's fucked. He's dead. Right? like, come on. Get around him, man. These boys are working their ass off. This week, let's not take the piss out of Eagles. Someone told me the other day that they do have FC after their name, which I believe is an abbreviation for football club. I'm not 100% sure of it, though. Like, that could be debatable. But get through them. Collingwood next time, win, lose, or draw. There is some momentum. There is a benchmark. Collingwood are incredibly good. But so were Port. And you can't say anything about Port having outs at all.
No.
Jason Horn Francis is about as integral to Port's system, right? Do you know what I mean? As jelly is at dinner time. Like, you don't have to have fucking jelly. Like, what is the point of jelly as well in meat? No point of it at all. Like, just have an airtight container. It's fine. Enjoy it, Terry.
We are playing
finals.
Mate, look at my face.
Finals. Saints will drop out because they're dog shit. Absolutely garbage. Their best player is a guy that we delisted. That's how good they are. So we're playing finals, right? Fantastic. We're in. Enjoy it. Bring on Geelong at the G. Right? Can't wait for that game. Can't wait for that fucking watch along. Can't wait for that watch along. Where's all my Geelong brothers at? Hey, just up the road from Werribee. Hey, you always give shit. You cried when we beat you. You'll cry when we knock you out of finals. Don't worry about that.
Wow. Okay, well,
I'm gone. Lid's gone.
That's the vibe check, I guess. It is real. We'll go through, just to recap the coaches' votes, how they were given. So Nick Newman with the 2 votes, Charlie Kerner with 2, Tom DeConing with 2, Dan Houston with 6, Patrick Cripps with 8, and Jack Silvani with 10. Then the injury report came out today, and we've got four players who have an update. So Chera has the hamstring tightness. He'll be a test. Always with the late calf, low-grade calf strain. So does that mean he did the calf strain in the warm-up? Is that what we can believe?
Well, I don't know. I've heard mixed reports. He did take a really bad knock just before half-time and started gingerly walking, but I don't mean this in a horrible way. It's only a weak injury, Max.
Who?
Playing Eagles, man.
No, I mean, I'm talking Owies.
Oh, Owies, Owies, yeah. That was warm-up. That was confirmed just pre-warm-up. I think some Chera, sorry.
So he says, it says here 1 to 2 weeks. Zach Fisher with the hamstring is a test to play this week. And Mark Pitternet with the knee continues to be a week-to-week assessment. So then, before we go into round 19, guys, we have an AFLW fixture. Can you believe
finally,
it?
Finally. I don't believe it.
Yeah. An AFLW fixture. I think we've got the Gold Coast Suns first. The season starts in like 8 weeks, I think. 41 days or something like that. So looking forward to that. It's going to have give us something to watch once our regular season finishes. And
we finally play West Coast for the, for the first time. I can't believe it.
Yes. We do. Shannon and Kira will be back with the AFLW show. So I'm excited for them. Season 3 of the AFLW show here on the channel. So that's that. Pommy, round 19, the Eagles, Marvel Stadium. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about changes. What would you do? I started seeing people today talk about we should rest players. That's amazing.
I don't quite buy into dropping half a list at all. I think it's incredibly important the boys get as much consistency as they can. Wins are imperative, and all it takes is we're one up. Technically, we're one ahead of where we need to be with that port win, and don't give it back, because West Coast weren't good last week, but they showed that they ain't complete melts. And all it takes, we've seen Carlton do it before, haven't we? Come in 50%. Hello, Adelaide, Bryce Gibbs game. Do you know what I mean? They can't go in lethargic. So I would probably be looking at trying to keep it really, really simple. If it's the injuries that we know about, Boyd, if he is suspended, Boyd out, Cowan in, straight swap. Hope Boyd gets away with doing absolutely nothing but his job. And I mean, then there's the argument, do you swing McGovern forward? If you swing McGovern forward, though, you're losing his intercept off the back. And I think that is so integral. And it's all right, people saying, oh, Marchbank can do it. Can he? Can he? Like, Charlie Kernow is a god. And he was average his first two or three games when he came back. Different level. Different level. So, duck out and look at just bringing in a small. Do you know what I mean? Bringing in a small, maybe bringing in Carroll, who's played that high half forward role, is it Binns? And you let Cottrell pay more at the high half forward? Do you know what I mean? I think that's it. Do you bring Lewis Young in? That's going to be a question, but then do you ruin the equilibrium in the ruck? That's going to be a big thing. You've got to look at it that way. But at the moment, the structure's working, and any option you have of bringing Young in ruins that equilibrium, because Young would have to come in and play 100% as a forward, right? Which, can he do it? People are mentioning his draft year. His draft year was a long fucking time ago. Do you know what I mean? And there's a reason that Nick Austin was one of the guys that converted him into a key defender, because Paul Goldshot, very good mark. So Liam Jones, remember that. So to count and look at how the forward line worked, the forward line worked well. Jesus, Martin, they did it. They're not going to be up against much Kosh. Lemmy, is it too early for him? I think it is for me, from what I've seen from Lemmy. He's only started to get a nice vein of form. I wouldn't want him to have a horrible 4 weeks.
Hello. I'm not sure what happened there. We just lost a bit of connection. Stand by. We'll get everyone back in. All right. Sorry about that, guys. Bit of technical difficulties. Wait, can you guys see and hear me? Am I tripping? Yes. Okay, great. Well, what I wanted to do next was go through the round. Thanks, Nikki. Thanks, Clinton. I wanted to go through the round and just look at the whole round as a whole and look at some predictions and just tip the round with all of you here. So while we wait for Pommy and Ian to come back, I'm just going to share my screen here. Doing this on the fly. See, this is live, guys. This is the challenge of live. You've got to be prepared for anything. So, guys, let's tip. I'm using Joe's Wi-Fi. tip. I would like to know who is winning this first game. Western Bulldogs, Essendon at Marvel. Yes, I've got the ladder predictor out. We're only going to do one round at a time. I'm gonna go ahead and say the Dogs will win this by 20. And I want to actually do a margin for this. So I'll play along with you at home right now. I'm going to say the Dogs by 20. I'll give you all that 15, 20 seconds. All right, you're pretty there with the Dogs. All right. Let's just say, yeah, that looks like about 20. Okay. Then, yeah, with error now, Link won't let you in. All right. Hang on, I got to get the boys back in here. Richmond Hawthorn at the MCG. I think Richmond's the logical one. I feel like Hawthorn are just one of those nasty teams that can do a little something. So, who do you think? I can see a few Hawks in here, a few Tigs in here. Tigers. Oof. All right. Tigers. At this point, we'd be back down to 11th. Then we'll go Carlton and the Eagles. I'm just going to go out on a limb and tip us to win the game by, let's just say 50, conservatively. Actually, question. What do you think the margin will be this week if we win, when we win? What do you think it'll be? 200. Okay. We'll leave that at about 50. All right. Brisbane, Geelong at the Gabba. Who are you tipping? Pommy's in the chat. Pommy, I see. There you are. Okay. Hey.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Got a weird error message. And then when we tried to log back in, it said that the chat was no longer here.
Yeah. I thought the stream had ended above all else. Otherwise, I wasn't too worried. I thought, yeah, you guys can handle it. But I think it was
no, yeah. As we tried to join back, it just kept saying stream does not exist.
All good. Oh, look at this, mate. We've got Ian back as well. Welcome back, my friend.
They're trying to keep us down, but here we are.
My first reaction was, okay, fuck, what do we do? Ladder predictor. Done. So, guys, Brisbane, Geelong at the Gabba.
I can't remember what I tipped. I've got to be consistent. I've gone Lions.
Gone the Lions? I think
it was Brisbane.
All right. Two against one. Quite a few lines in here. I feel like the Cats are going to get this one done, but that's okay. Frio, Sydney at Optus Stadium.
Oh, flip a coin.
Sydney.
Yeah, I think Sydney have a run in them. I think Frio are cooked.
Frio are less cooked than Saints.
Frio were less cooked than Saints, you think? All right.
And Saints are proper cooked. Like, let's say proper Sydney. Cooked. Proper cooked.
Then there's this one. Port Adelaide and Collingwood at Adelaide Oval. Wow. A belter on Saturday night.
Port.
Port? We've
probably done Port Collingwood a favour. I mean, Port a favour because they'll be pissed. But I think Collingwood by 11.
Collingwood by 11. Or the chat are going with Collingwood. Oof, it's very
It'd be great banter if Port won.
It would be great banter if Port won, yeah. That's true.
But I'm thinking about it, the process of Port. We thought we'd beat Port because they'd get complacent. Collingwood win, they'll get complacent. If they lose, they're going to be so fired up to play Carlton.
True. Okay, so it's Collingwood.
Collingwood win.
This is an interesting one. GWS and the Suns. Mate, the Giants have won 5 in a row.
Kingsley doing wonders.
I'm kind of leaning towards the Suns, to be honest.
Ooh. You only win one game, though, with a new coach, don't you? Then it goes downhill.
Correct. Yeah.
So GWS win this one by 12.
I think Giants.
All right.
My tipping's been atrocious this year, so I probably shouldn't be listening to my predictions. Anyone that listens to the pod knows how bad me and Lockie's tips have been this year. It's horrific.
All right. The chat says the Giants, I think. All right. Well, nah, I can't see them.
I trust Ethan because he's always nice, but he also added trust at the end, which, Terry, you know, chat never let you down.
Chat never let you down. Melbourne, Adelaide at the MCG.
Melbourne.
Demons. Wow, the Crows. How are they? I think they're 11th right now. St Kilda North at Marvel. This just a regulation St Kilda win.
If they lose this, it would be quite funny. You know, this game here, I wish every team could lose because I've had to hear when Ratton had that one half good game. Oh, bring Ratton back. He's still got it. And North have imploded like a Coke can in the Mariana Trench. And all I heard was Ross Lyon. Oh, he's so good. Oh, and say you what? How good is it? Fuck you, Saints. Saints will win it, though.
Saints will win. Okay. That's how volatile the situation is. If all of this happens, the Saints could go anywhere from 10th to 5th. That's how volatile it is.
I'd love it if that was a draw. You can't do a draw wrong, can you?
No, you can't. You can't.
Even if you do manual margin?
Yeah.
Oh, you can only do that on Squibble.
Yeah. Well, I think technically I could do this. Yeah, you can do a draw, actually. Yeah.
What would happen if that was a draw? If Saints game.
Okay.
What happens?
We'd be
hey! Oh, go on, Roos. Go on, Roos.
Get out of here.
Go on, Roos.
All right. We're back in order. Back in order. Okay. Have I missed something? Let's have a look. No, we're good. Round 19 versus West Coast. We talked about our changes. Fantastic. Okay. Looking ahead. Ian, let's start with you, mate. What can the people expect on the Navy Blue Corner? Also, if you're not subscribed to the Navy Blue Corner, tonight is the night.
Yeah, well, quite a bit at the moment. Thanks, Tez. We're on YouTube. We're also in podcast form, wherever you listen to your podcast, go over there, Navy Blue Corner. Basically, Locke at the moment has ditched me. He's gone to sunny Europe at the moment. Everyone's in Europe. It's a boring thing to do. So he's left me a little bit. But maybe it's a good thing. Maybe he's the good luck charm and he needs to stay there. But we do a match review. Been trying to get some guests on as well throughout the time. So you're going to hear a lot of different voices with me. And then we do a bit of a match build up as well during the week to talk about the team changes and everything. And then obviously a little plug for Pommy and Oz also feature on the selection table on Pommy and Oz's YouTube channel as well. So yeah, if you like Carlton and want to get more podcasts into your life, Navy Blue Corner will be there for you.
Fantastic. Pommy, what's happening this week in Pommy and Oz land?
Well, firstly, the entire chat is going to go over and sub to Navy Blue Corner.
Yep.
Biggest fan of the Navy Blue Corner is Uncle Pom. You will see Wednesday, everyone who is on your screen now, plus two others on the selection table. I forgot what my own show is. Tomorrow, I have heard a massive rumour, right, that we know there's a young gentleman called Saba, the Saba Show, right? And we know that he gets really into his reviews and his analytics. Yep. And there's a rumour, I have heard a strong rumour, that someone is guesting with him on the review. Tell you what, the guy he's guesting with Saba's fucking good. He's a guy called Pom. Really fucking good. I like that guy. One of the few podcasts I listen to. He will be on there, so stay tuned for that. Preview, review. We've got no VFL review, so we're making stuff up. So me and Lekdog, your favourite person, Lekdog, will be guesting with me on Wednesday to do the how do you fix the Harry Mackay problem?
Ooh, very good. And just on Saba, I think the channel's called The Saba Show. I did a Carlton People episode with him a month ago, maybe a little bit longer than that. I think we're in the midst of our losing streak. In terms of like the craft of putting the edits together, yeah, we're looking at the future. He's a star in the making. So make sure you check him out. So tomorrow on the Blue Abroad channel, Pommy, I've just seen these overlays. We're going to get to them for a little bit of bonus content tonight. So just stand by. I didn't realize you had some gifts for us all. tomorrow at 7 p.m., you know what it is. It's the Jumper Punch. Have a look at this for a promo.
Hi, this is Fraser Murphy from the 1987 Premiership. I'd like you to watch the Jumper Punch every Tuesday night and just remember the old days. Thank you.
Couple of special guests on the Jumper Punch tomorrow, boys. Oh, wait, what's going on here? Get your ass up there, Ian. Fab from the Prendercast is on the couch. And joining him is obviously Rocco. And joining them is Little Mars. Young Sebastiani is on the couch tomorrow. So that'll be right here.
Little Mars.
That's how he described him. That's how he described him on the Instagram post.
That's unreal.
Yes. So that's tomorrow night. Wednesday, 8 p.m., the preview will be out. And then, mate, whatever. Like, it's just another good week. Another good week ahead. And we've got six more games left. The formula is what the formula is. And we go from there. Now, for those of you that would like to stick around, Pommy's got some... I don't know what you've done here, mate, but do you want to like take us through this? This is incredible.
Okay, so I asked everyone in chat, who was the most improved player in this turnaround? And there was a few answers. I'll let you flicker in, but here he is. Ladies and gentlemen, your Mr. Change Around. Wow. And look, we cover this at depth tomorrow on the Saba Show. We go really into Mr. Nick Newman, giving the Newman some love. But look at his output change. And we're going to explain a little bit why. Defensive half pressure acts, massive increase, almost 60% increase. Intercept possessions up 15. Score launches up 50. This is a big one, one-on-one percentage. He hasn't been beaten in the change around. Hasn't been beaten, doesn't even know what it is. Pressure acts, huge increase. Tackles, huge increase. Now, why has that happened? I want you to look at the big one. Six down, meters gained. Did I count? Five down, meters gained. 53%. That is an mental change. And this is why. On your left-hand side of your screen is Nick Newman's average position. So he was swung up half-back, but also in the back pockets. Recently switched with Doc and also switched with Saad in the last game. And playing behind the ball in an almost CDM position. If you notice some of the dump kicks of centre bounce, he's the first person there playing in the centre half-back position. Carlton have done that, and his job is to bring it to ground. This guy here is Voss's, probably in my opinion, best tactical move, because you have seen something come out of this guy. And it's a huge... Them numbers are piss take improvements. So a lot of people saying that the biggest misconception when we were going through dark times, I was a big Voss defender saying it's not tactics, saying he tries stuff. That guy there, tactical masterclass from Voss. He's seen the skills and everyone in the back line's playing better. And Newman's doing the hardest role and Carlton have tried people. But remember we used to complain about Doc? End product wasn't quite good. Nick Newman is that guy. He's that man. He's that new man.
He is him.
He is him.
Nick Newman. Get him that contract.
You know what? I've got a feeling he could be top three in the BNF. You know, Plowman used to get top three for Bantz because his name sounded like a job. Newman might be. Still can't believe Lucky Plowman was top three. Behave. Behave, Carlton. But Nick Newman, legit, honestly, I will be shocked if he isn't top three because that guy is just, fuck me. That job, though, but go back and watch the plays. Just behind the stoppage, every time Port do their kick, they love to do. And that's Carlton's weakness. 65 out, teams love it there. Nick Newman is just bring it down, right? And that's what he's doing. He's not going for the mark. Just spoiling it down, working around it. And it's really interesting that Carlton start from that 6-6-6 with Wietering, McGovern, Kemp as the back three. And that's the biggest change. They're the furthest three back. Saad, Newman and Boyd half back. So they actually sacrifice height and say, we're just going to bring this to ground and we're going to kick your ass on the way. And it's worked. We peppered the best side in the league this week at doing that. Goals from stoppage, their quickness. We fired back so quickly from that. So, you know what, Michael Voss, now you watch the show. Well done, well you done. Little ginger fridge.
Well done. Ethan, mate, absolutely. I will be here tomorrow for the tribunal. I'll be here hanging out. If anybody wants to join, you have an open invitation. It'll be very chill, very low key. We'll just sit and wait for the verdict. I think it's going to start at 6, either 5 or 6. So, yeah, I'll be here tomorrow for the Jordan Boyd tribunal decision. I'm pretty sure it's tomorrow. It's usually Tuesday night.
It's going to be shit for Chance. Because, he bumps who he wants. Like, what am I going to say about Boyd? Oh, he does his job when he wants. Free fucking tribunal for doing his job.
I know. The fact that Rochelle
got Christiansen, biggest melt in the world. I've had rants about fucking the Mathesons. There's only one guy I hate more than the Mathesons. Michael Christian. What a fucking turnip that guy is.
No, well, we need to put some good energy into Michael Christiansen for tomorrow, I think.
Nice.
He's just doing his job.
Hey, not very well.
We got the best in the business, so just lock it in.
Yes. So we're trying to overturn a 3-game suspension. So that's going to be interesting. Well, anyway.
3-game suspension for doing your job.
Nonetheless. Guys, Ian, mate, thanks for joining, bro. Appreciate it. That was fun.
No worries, mate. Anytime. It's been a pleasure.
Pom, always thank you for your time. Bye, everyone. Gali Nichta. Laila Tov. See ya.
Au revoir.
Go Baggers.